From Spark and Anvil and SpeakForge, this is Waypoint, in Chapter 1 of the SpeakForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the SpeakForge Academy, where creatures learn to be understood, Waypoint was a bright-eyed creature who never went anywhere without planting little markers behind her, small spoken flags that said, in effect, "You are here, and here is where we go next." When a speaker started to wander and the listener's eyes glazed over, Waypoint would step in and drop a marker. First, the problem, then the cause, finally, the fix. And just like that, the lost listeners had a path again. She didn't add new ideas. She laid down the trail between the ideas so nobody fell off it.
"You didn't say anything new," a young speaker said, "but suddenly I knew exactly where the talk was going."
"That's the whole job," Waypoint said, planting an imaginary little flag in the air. "I'm Waypoint. I keep the signposting. Tell them where you're going, then take them there." She walked a few steps, marking each one. "First, next, finally." The signpost isn't the idea, it's the path to the idea. A listener who knows where you're headed never gets lost on the way. "Resonance," the Warm Academy mentor said. "Show them a talk with no markers at all." Waypoint gave a talk that was all good ideas in a heap, with no signposts. She jumped from the problem to a fix, to a different problem, to a fact, to the first fix again. The room got that uneasy, lost look. "I have no idea where we are," a young speaker admitted. "Right, good ideas, no path," Waypoint said. Then she gave the same ideas again, but this time she planted markers. "I'll cover three things, first, second, and last." The room relaxed instantly, heads nodded along. "Same ideas," she said, "but now there's a trail to follow. Listeners can only stay with you if they know where with you is going," a young speaker grinned. "So I should tell people my plan before I start the parts."
"Tell them the map, then walk the map," Waypoint said. "A promise up front. Here are my three points, and a little flag at each turn. That's all it takes to keep a whole room from wandering off." Resonance asked Waypoint to teach the cast before their big group talk. "Hark can listen, and Echo can read the room," Resonance said. "But if the talk has no path, even the best listeners get lost. Will you give them the trail?" Waypoint was delighted. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Open with your map. Say how many parts there are and what they are. Then plant a marker at every turn. First, now here's the next part, and finally. Close by looking back at the path you walked. The listener should never have to wonder, where are we?
Truss was giving a tight argument, but the listeners kept losing the thread between his points. Waypoint handed him three markers. Truss tried again. "I'll make one claim, give you two reasons, then tell you why it matters." Suddenly, his strong argument was also a clear one. "My points were always solid," Truss said. "You just built the path between them so people could walk it." After the rehearsal, Waypoint sat down, idly planting tiny flags in the soft grass beside her, the way she always fidgeted. For a long time, Waypoint had carried a small, nagging doubt. The others made content. Truss made arguments. Pitch made the voice soar. Easel made the pictures. All Waypoint made was little words like first and next. She'd wondered sometimes whether signposts were even real speaking or just filler, empty markers around the parts that actually mattered. But sitting in the gentle academy evening, watching a young speaker open with a clear map and lead a whole room calmly from start to finish, Waypoint felt the doubt melt into a quiet, steadying glamour. Her markers weren't filler. They were kindness, the thing that kept a listener from feeling lost and anxious, the small flags that said, "I've got you. Here's where we go." A talk without a path leaves people stranded. A talk with one feels like being walked home. That mattered. A warm, settled calm spread through her, and she planted one more little flag, content, already mapping the path for her next talk.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Waypoint. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.